So as we've looked at this issue, we see that law enforcement officials tell us that it's growing at alarming rates, and we know that it affects more than just the user. It affects the spouse or the children or parents, neighbors, coworkers, and many others who get caught up in the life of this person who's abusing drugs. And so it's important that we look at this issue from a biblical perspective. And at the beginning of the show, I started out by talking about the meeting that we had with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And one of the topics that we talked about with Attorney General Jeff Sessions was what we can do as faith leaders, as churches, how we can work with law enforcement to prevent drug use, which is one of the reasons why Attorney General Sessions wanted this meeting with us. And so I'll ask you, Pastor Joel, what advice would you give to a Christian parent or a Christian family member that what can they use to help prevent their young people in their family or people in their sphere of influence from even starting with drugs, from even using them from the very beginning?
Yeah, I think you'll find across the board that the number one answer that really serves to be one of the most preventative factors when you look at keeping people from addiction is education. The more the parent is educated on everything from what are the signs and symptoms, what is the reasoning and rationale why a person goes after these things, how is an individual exposed to these things, and then, of course, what are the ways, if that has occurred, how do we begin to talk that person off the ledge, if you will, of the real demise that comes through addiction. Education is the key, and I'm seeing more now than ever in our community, and this program really serves as education, if you really boil it down, which is wonderful. And because we're talking about the issue. And see, the problem with addiction is that the impression with addiction is that people that are in addiction are bad people. There certainly is a choice that's made by the person in addiction to go into the addiction, but we need to understand that once the addiction has come into the individual's life, there's absolutely biological change that occurs in that person's life and creates a real medical issue in that person's life, where there's been brain change. And so until we stop looking at addiction as being purely the decisions of bad people, we're going to have a very hard time addressing the medical needs and the educational needs and the support and treatment needs that surround it, because we have a view of it that's maybe not well educated. There's a very easy incorporation, especially as people of faith, to clearly understand the incorporation of every domain of a person's life on how addiction affects it, which includes certainly the way we're affected neurobiologically without ever giving up Jesus in that conversation. There are groups like I travel the country and I do educational programs that educate people of faith and pastors on how to understand addiction from every domain, spiritually, physically, relationally. And every place I've gone, pastors will come up to me and say, I've never heard it like that. This is the first time I've heard that embrace to addiction and that encompassed view of it. And we're able to educate folks. The education is the key. Families need to be educated. And we have to, the key here, though, again, I can't stress it enough, is that the invitation and the embrace of the education, the forerunner is getting past the view of it as a stigmat view of it as being something we want to keep hidden and silent. We don't do that with other medical conditions. We have to be very careful we don't do that with this.